in his hands. Have you ever suffered the loss of a loved one to death? As a believer, you belong to God and are still being held in his hands through the sorrow, loss, and sadness that comes at such a time. Knowing we believers all can reach out to God for help at our lowest point helps heal our spirits and our souls as we journey through loss. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4. Our faith. If not for our faith and knowing we belong to God, a loved one's loss would devastate. God has a plan, and it is one of love and future joy. Our verse above reminds us that God himself will comfort those who mourn in this life. He cares and reaches out to us. A thought God sent to my heart. Long ago, after many losses, God gave me the following thought. God holds us all in his hands. Those who have been called home simply dwell a little closer to his heart. How like God to give me such comfort when I needed it most. He holds us all, including those whose spirits have passed through physical death, directly into his arms. Seeing loved ones again. I realized I would indeed see those I had lost here on earth. One day in heaven, we will again be reunited with those who were claimed by death. Our longing for them will be replaced with the joy of reunion. We will all stand in the presence of God. Paul gives us a blessed understanding of death with the following passage. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-14. Those who live without Christ and the hope of eternal life view death as the end. Nothing but despair fills their hearts at the seemingly endless loss of a loved one. In Christ's death and resurrection, we realized that God caused Christ to rise again. While those who believe in false gods and false religions have no hope, we Christians will not be left in sorrow, but have hope. Jesus rose from the dead by the power of God Almighty. Similarly, for those of us who are believers in Christ and who die physically, God will bring us to life again. Furthermore, in heaven's eternity, we will be reunited forever with those believers whom we loved on earth. If we haven't yet died physically, when Christ comes to catch away believers, we will go to heaven directly without the passage through death. Read on. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians 4:17-18. Comfort one another. Teach this. Tell others this, Paul says. It is wonderful news that must be shared with all, for we all will eventually lose someone dear to death. It is not the end, but the beginning for the believer. Rejoice. Rejoice in this. It is reason to rejoice indeed. God wipes away our tears and puts us in a place where there will be no more sorrow and no more death. Thank you, Father God. We believers are all in his hands, whether here on earth or in heaven. What a compassionate, merciful, and loving Father God we have.